Welcome to the MVP.
It's the 9-2 podcast.
Yeah, we back again to give you the podcast literally that we can only give you. And this
That's
is
correct.
That's this, correct. This is a very special occasion today. I know if you follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, you've seen a couple things that's been going on. If you're listening to the podcast, you tuned in, you've been hearing Book talk about dropping some songs, dropping a couple verses, getting into his artist bag. So this podcast will be the one where we premiere Book's first video. Look, anything you want to tell the people, man? Anything you want to say about it?
Nah, man, not really. Honestly, I'd like everybody to know before we even press play that I put a lot into my craft. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I really hone in on my skills and focus on my craft to be the best that I can be. And I'm only going to get better should I choose to continue to deliver. All right. So, the thing with the video, you know what I'm saying? It would be nasty if we just played the audio. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to, you know, provide the aesthetics. You know what I'm saying? I told Franz I made a video. I was just bored. I was just sitting here chilling. So I think I made a video. He started laughing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, you got to send that to me. I said, okay, no problem. You know what I'm saying? When have I shied away from the limelight? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I did what I could off my phone, people, with my little editor, my little editorial app. You know what I'm saying? Produced by Booker Boom. You know what I'm talking about? Benny Boom ain't around. He wasn't close enough for me. So I still give you two beats. You know what I'm saying? I did what I could, man, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, it plays the right way. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, the angle of the video. I tried to send another one. We gonna see. We all gonna see. You know what I'm saying? If it's correct or not. But it's not so much about the video. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to win y'all with the video. I want to win y'all with the music itself. You know what I'm saying? And the one that we're going to let you hear, I got to throw away because the beat was purchased exclusively by the time that I got to it. So I couldn't get any rights to it, no license. You know what I'm saying? I will tell you how many other tracks I actually have. Like, I actually have. Boy, don't make an album. You know what I'm saying? This nigga don't make an album. It was supposed to be one, then it was two, then a few. My black ass got 9 fucking tracks right now. I don't know where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? I know where it's coming from. I'm drawing from within. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sound like nobody, and I'm not gonna sit here people and say, hey, Book, I'm the greatest rapper or anything like that. No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I know there's different styles, you know what I'm saying? But I think I have my own, and I stay where I'm supposed to, you know what I'm saying? So I hone in on my shit. I got my little quips in there, you know what I'm saying? My bookisms, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Quick-witted is in there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm gonna go. I'm trying to figure out my name still. You know what I'm talking about? It's still gonna be acronyms. You know what I'm saying? I got a new one.
It gotta be NTB. You keep on doing it.
Those ain't on the finished ones though. You feel me? And I don't even say it on this one. They gonna hit. You know, so I put it in tagline because that's what I know to be right now. But I was just sitting and I was like, I like him. You know what I'm saying? I come on the beat and just say him. You know what I'm saying? Him, ebonically speaking, is history. Inda is one word because it has to be Negro related. You'll talk about history. Inda make it. You know what I'm saying? So who am I? Him. You know what I'm saying? That's it, bro. Because I was watching the book of Clarence. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? When Jesus of Nazareth came through, he was like, I am he. So, well, shit, he said, I am he. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing no slander. I am him. You know what I'm saying? I'm him. You know what I'm saying? I'm history in the making. So I actually like that. I kind of like that, saying it aloud. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's a toss up. know what I'm saying? I like NTB, National Treasure Book, History in the Making. I like both of them, actually. You know what I'm saying? So I can't combine them. So we're not going to do that. If y'all don't like it, too bad. That's my name, not yours. You know what I'm saying? If you want to become an artist, you come up with the name that you want to come up with. So, yeah, man, that's that, man. So, again, this would have, for all the listeners, this actually would have been the intro that I would have used on the album. So I actually thought of the title, and it's called Supposed to Be the Intro.
Supposed to be. So first off, we're not going to get in trouble playing this on here, right? Because you said somebody bought the exclusive rights. So we still
gonna bought the exclusive, but you could use it for non-promotional use. No profit. So as long as we're not monetizing. You know what I'm saying? Turn the monetization off on this video separately, alone. People, we ain't monetizing. Don't need the copyright flag and strike us. We're going to put everything in the description to please the producer. The producer's dilly got it bumping. You know what I'm saying? I bought about four from him right now, and I made a fifth today. You know what I'm talking about? So if a fifth was an if, what would we have? Six, seven, eight, and nine, nigga, because I got nine of them things. You feel me? So what I made today was the new intro, you know what I'm saying, to the record, to my album, or it sounds crazy me calling shit an album. Like, I'm just doing this for fun, people. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. So if anybody getting in there, you know what I'm saying, got their panties in a bunch, man, loosen them hoes up. You know what I'm talking about? Get the sizzle. You know what I'm saying? If they too tight, snip them bitches off. But there's no need to get offended. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing this for fun, but I think I'm damn good at my fun job. You feel me? So that's that, man. So I really hope that everybody, you know what I'm saying, actually enjoys it and know how I sound on here. Don't sound the same on everything. That's what I'm up. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all before, anything. I got some range. I want to show my range. You know what I'm talking about? So there was some other tracks that they had, man, and I wish I could sing. You know what I'm saying? Because them bitches was clean than a motherfucking whistle, boy, I tell you. But
I thought you could sing, man. You was in choir. What happened?
Yeah, man, I sing on this just for a tad. You know what I'm talking about? Just to lead them on. I can hold a tune. I can hum a note. Can I continue to get it? It's been a while since I hit. It's been a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That's that, though. You know what I'm saying? So, that's it, man. I've just been chilling, and hey, man, you can play it whenever, and I hope everybody actually enjoys
it. I kind of want to build up the suspense real quick, man. I can't start right off and play it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want motherfuckers to tune in just to hear you and then turn the bitch off. So guess what? You're going to have to wait a little bit. We was going the whole week. You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to touch on a couple things. It's not going to be a lot. Okay. And then we're gonna get in the books, because I'm excited for everybody to hear it as well and get some feedback on it. I would be remiss if we didn't talk about a couple things that happened while we was gone. Okay.
Right.
First off, before we even start, man, RIP Carl Weathers, aka Apollo Creed. Shout out to him. He died while we was out, and we couldn't say that. I know books, one of his favorite movies of all time is Rocky, and I love it as well. And matter of fact, his character was so good, they was able to make a spinoff in the memory of Apollo Creed. That's how good that character was. And he's still going to live alive. His work is going to still live with us. He made a good impact on us. All the movies he was on, Action Jackson, all kind of shit this nigga was on. Even lately he was on Star Wars, the Star Wars shit. What's up?
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, he was on one of the TV shows. So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to say about Mr. Carl Weathers, man? Before we get out of here.
Thanks, man. That's my dog, man. Mm-hmm. Man, this ain't even no funny stuff, dog. He was the first dude that I ever saw that I'm like, nigga, I gotta get in shape. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm talking about as a youngin'. You saw that dude, I'm like, this dude got muscle on top of muscle. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, nigga, I'm trying to get the Eye of the Tiger. You know what I'm talking about? And shit, man, from Predator. You know what I'm saying? Like all of that shit, man. And the dude is an icon in his own right. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you think about the characters back then, you know, the actors that we had was, especially in the action, you know, category. Him, Mr. T, I don't know too many others. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. So you talking about prominent figures that, you know, especially with him being a former NFL player and then transitioning into acting. You know what I'm saying? That man was a man of many hats and talents himself. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the work that he provided while he was here. You know what I'm saying? And grace us with, like you said, it will continue to live on. Because the great thing about it, I always go back and watch those films. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And enjoy them like they just came out yesterday. So that is one of the things that he provided were films that, you know, stood or fulfilled roles that will stand the test of time. You know what I'm saying? So a huge loss within the community itself, regardless of whether they were still, you know, active in their passion or, you know, out of the limelight. You know what I'm saying? You can't forget what they gave us. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace, man. You know, condolences to you and your family, your loved ones, and everybody else that you've touched throughout the world. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Carl Weathers. Man, we'll be missed. Next one. We can go one of two ways. You want to go, well, I guess both of them happy. We'll go to the other one later. Let's go Killer Mike. Killer Mike won 3 Grammys. He swept his categories. Swept them. And after he getting swept, he was taken out of handcuffs. From what I understand, what he said was he was an overzealous security guard. And he was in there for a little bit and let out, basically. Ain't nothing happened to him. How you feel? They had a couple people mad talking about he didn't deserve it. Just kind of want to get your feelings on how you feel about Killer Mike winning it.
The people who say that brother did not deserve what he achieved clearly did not listen to that album. Clearly. Because there was nothing close to it. I don't even know. I can't even recall who was in the category, who was in the field to think that they was actually going to win. The problem is people thought that their name would finally would give them something. Mm-hmm. No, that man worked. It's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's content. It's real content that was provided and divulged by the consumers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the traditional of what we hear music to pretty much be nowadays. So I had no problem whatsoever that the brother won. Mm-hmm. And received all the accolades he got. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this is a sign, and I hope it is, that conscientious rap is, or conscientious hip-hop will make a return. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, to shake your ass and all that, I got one of them tracks too.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got one.
You got to cater to everybody, but for the most part, like, you got to be talking about something. You know what I'm saying? Like, get some introspective moments, you know, relive memories, shit like that, man. Be therapeutic on the track, because you never know, something that you went through doesn't have to be similar to the other person that's listening on the other end, but them hearing your pain will allow them to give you a hug. You know what I'm saying? And then they can then reflect on the things that's, you know, going on in their life. And, you know, apply some of those words that you yourself have said. You see what I'm saying? So I don't want to just hear about, you know what I'm saying, I got $1 million bankroll and I'm taking all these private jets. I'm having an orgy with 20 women and it's just me and all that other stuff. Like, oh, that's cool, man. That's congratulations. But when you constantly make music like that, it kind of just, it falls upon deaf ears. So I'm glad that everybody that needed to was actually listening. So congratulations to Killer Mike, man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
I want to tell people who was in the category, man.
Let me know.
We had Her Loss, Drake and 21 Savage. Heroes and Villains by Metro Boomin. We had Travis Scott, Utopia. And then we had Nas, King's Disease 3. That was the album that was in the best rap album of the year. I listened to everyone except I did listen to Travis Scott. I listened to all of them. And I got to say, I like Michael better than all of them. It just is what it is. Don't get me wrong. Nas' album was good.
That's why when you said Nas, I was like, I listened to it.
But I still listen to Michael. Since it came out, I haven't taken it out. I haven't revisited Nas, King's Disease. And maybe it's a South bias or something like that. But I listen to good music, period. And I thought it was cool. It didn't have nothing that I wanted to revisit later. It had a good message, got good stuff. But it wasn't like something I'm going to just pop on all the time. Michael, I'm still listening to that. And just like it's the first day, I went to Louisiana. That was on the playlist. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to that. So shout out to Killer Mike. Well deserved. Think it was great. Like Book said, if you didn't think so, you probably just didn't listen to the album. You're thinking Drake and 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. I mean, you probably think that. They had some good albums too, but it wasn't good as it wasn't good as Michael.
Wasn't better than that.
No. So shout out to them. Shout out to them. Shout out to Killer Mike. Well deserved. Also, that was good shit, him getting up out of there. Getting in trouble and stuff like that. It was kind of sad because I heard that they didn't film the award show, the rap award category. So none of that was on live TV. But Jay-Z had won an award. And Jay-Z, what he was trying to do.
What did he?
Jay-Z was talking. I don't think he was prepared to say what he was going to say. But of course, he came out and said some stuff. But what the report is that Jay-Z was going to give his time up to Killer Mike to give him that look.
Oh, okay. But
unfortunately, Killer Mike was already taken back in handcuffs. So that's why Jay came up off the cuff like he came. So, shout out to Jay for knowing the importance of Killer Mike and trying to extend his moment. We appreciate you even trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? I think that was super dope, but it is what it is.
I mean, real talk, I understand the year that in his own right, a great lyricist, you know what I'm saying? But I still don't think he should have got the award over Jay-Z, Fo-Fo-Fo, Kendrick. I don't think that album was better. I sincerely don't believe that. And it ain't got nothing to do with my preference of who I rather listen to. I just don't think his album was better than Hov's when he put that out, when them two went head to head. And I think was it Damn or was it To Pimp a Butterfly that went against 444?
I don't think To Pimp a Butterfly, I don't think won.
It won that, so it must have been Damn.
Let me see.
Must have been Damn. But I don't know if that was the Academy's. I ain't gonna call it that, but I would say I don't know, man. I know he got robbed the year where they gave it to Macklemore, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
That was the get back.
That shit was, man. Get out of here. That shit was crazy, and I actually like the Thrift Store song, but nigga, that wasn't no album, bro. Come on, man. Good Kid, Mad City. That's timeless right there. So, had good, you know, had that one came out, and that would have went against them. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them apples and oranges. Like, man, you can't be mad at it. You know what I'm saying? But I just think slightly better was 444. You know what I'm saying? So,
I like Damn too. I like both of them. I think 444 probably meant more as far as what he was saying. And damn, that's a hard one. That's a hard one right there. I kind of would toss it up. I don't know if I would. I wouldn't be mad either way if it went either way. But that 444 was hard. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah,
that's the best word.
I agree.
Bye, he ain't made another album since, man. He said, y'all fucking with me. I put that in there. Y'all ain't give me that. Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I think so. I think some part of his acceptance speech for that award that he got, the Dr. Dre one that he received, I think he was talking about himself too, and Beyonce. I think he was talking about both. You know what I'm saying? But I think he was, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas fuck me too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't forgot. Uh-huh. I think that's what that was. But yeah. So shout out to Hov, man.
Shout out. Shout out to Beyonce dropping a couple country songs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody dropping new stuff. You know what I'm talking about? I heard them people mad at her too. You hear me? They don't want to be on the radio stations. Yeah, they talking about they don't play Beyonce over there. Shout out to her. They don't want her up in Nashville taking them awards over there. You know what I'm saying? That's last
thing. Look here, man. Look here.
Yeah. Now, let's get to what we need to talk about, man. Then we're going to get the book. It's a two-part. Well, I guess it's one part. It's the whole Super Bowl experience. We got to recap the Super Bowl as well as the halftime show. But I just want to get into the game first, man. How did you feel? What did you think? Did you think Pat Mahomes was going to do what Pat Mahomes do? Or did you think the 49ers was going to pull that thing out, man? How you feel about the Super Bowl?
First half was tiring. It wasn't in a sense because it was, you know, the score was low. It was because it was sloppy play. You know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of like, I was like, boy, if they got another half of this, I ain't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? The second half definitely provided the fireworks, the anticipation, the on the edge of your seat delivery that you would think the Super Bowl would give you. You know what I'm saying? So as far as the game with them extending it, and they needed that overtime for the ratings, baby, because that second half definitely saved it from being one of the worst Super Bowls in history, which still belongs to the Patriots against who was it that they played? That motherfucker, the Rams.
Oh yeah, I'd be forgetting that one.
The most horrible Super Bowl game I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I would probably be more entertained listening to Fergie sing the national anthem again for a whole hour, as opposed to watching them play Cole Coders. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about on the loop. You heard? So that's how bad that was. But yeah, man. So you know that both teams came alive. It looked initially like 49ers was locked in, you know what I'm saying? And they fumbled on some plays. And when I say fumbled, they actually fumbled, you know what I'm saying? So they should have easily been up a disparaging amount of points at the half. Mm-hmm. But it was only, what was it, 10-3 was the score, I believe? Something like that. Them brothers probably should have had 20 on the board, you know what I'm saying? And they left that thing open, and Mahomes was like, ha ha, gotcha. You know what I'm saying? I think that nigga liked to make comebacks. I'm not gonna lie. This nigga been trailing in all the Super Bowls he's played in. Mm-hmm. One of them he couldn't come back from, but the other three, that boy liked to show off his greatness. That's what he was doing. So, you know what I'm saying? Kelce came alive. Everybody woke up, man. The defense started to play better, locked in. Like, I like the defenses, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and act like San Francisco's trash because they not, you know what I'm saying? But the best and biggest thing that I could take away, because I didn't send no messages to, you know, the honorary, you know, San Francisco friends that, you know what I'm saying, of the homies that we got. I didn't say nothing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody liked to ridicule the star, but I didn't say a word. Still haven't said a word, and I still won't, but I will say, this, if you go and you watch Nutty Professor, one or two, just go to when Buddy Love is actually laughing at Professor Clump. You know what I'm saying? Give me one of them deep laughs. That's what I feel about y'all, because you thought you had it. Come on.
There you go.
Excuse me. Like one of them joints, yeah.
Man. Shout out to trash the 49ers.
Ass niggas. You thought you had something, punk ass motherfucker. Fuck all y'all, man. Trash ass mind. I'd rather be at home watching you lose the game that you thought you was going to win. That feel even better. You know what I'm saying? I don't care that you whooped our ass 42-10, 40-10, 40-10. I don't give a fuck what it was. You motherfuckers made it to the game. Thought you had that shit locked in. Debo, all year, man, we had that quarterback. Yeah, this shit would look different next year. You had him this year. What happened? You motherfuckers still lost. You trash. You trash. One more. You trash. Thank you.
I don't want to call them trash. I do think they need trash. I think they need a better quarterback. They were trying to hype up Brock Purdy.
They believe in Purdy.
Huh?
They believe in Purdy. I don't need a new quarterback. Yeah, according to them, they need a new defense coordinator because they fired him.
Yeah, that
he won the bun.
I didn't like that.
Won the bun.
Shout out to Kansas City. You know, I'm going. I like their daddy. I told you their daddy a real nigga. Pat Mahomes' daddy. So that's who I was going with. I go with the black quarterback. So shout out to Pat Mahomes. I am not mad about 49ers. They played their ass off. They did what they're supposed to do. But it was something about Usher. When Usher went out there and did what he did, it woke him up. You know what I'm saying? The boys came out different in that second half, man. I think you talk about it was one of the worst Super Bowls. It was boring the first half, man. I enjoyed the halftime show. And it was so many people at the house, I kind of like phased out until overtime. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, whatever. So, shout out to Usher though. One thing I will say, Usher, when I was watching it, it looked like maybe he practiced too much or something. He looked a little stiff. He looked like he was hurting. You know how when you work out a lot and your body hurts, so you don't go as hard as you should be on some of the moves. Like, watch it again. Usher wasn't doing his moves like he was supposed to. I know he older, but you ain't that old. I see you in Vegas. You still was pulling it off. You just didn't look like you had it that day. It looked like your knees was weak. You just got married. Maybe you gave it too much. You gave it too much of that that newlywed dick, and your legs was missing. I don't know. Some of the moves was a little off to me. So, but shout out to Usher though. He put in the work. One thing I did love the whole performance. I didn't like the end part though when they was like we brought the Super Bowl to the A or some shit like that. I ain't like that part.
It was in Las Vegas, but you know what I'm saying. I get what he was trying to say.
Yeah, but it seemed a little corny to me. But everything else was fine. I liked everything else. I like what he grabbed up on Alicia Keys. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Did that swipe them cheeks?
I'd have grabbed up on her too, nigga. If that was me. You know, I love me some Alicia Keys, man. She in my tops. So it ain't nothing new about that. Like, if I got the chance to. My boo. Yeah. My oh. Yeah. I'd have did it too, bro. I did it too. Respectfully. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't pass on that. I'm sorry, man. Like, she fine, boy. You know, fine as hell, man.
A lot of people was mad about that. I feel like
a lot of them,
but people were really mad about him doing that and that she's married and all that kind of stuff. How do you feel?
Oh,
that's your girl. You Swiss Beats.
This is this. Uh-huh. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So this is what I'm not even tripping about Usher. Mm-hmm. Right. Usher going to do what Usher do. He a performer. He an entertainer like that. They are entertainers in their own right, but he is a real entertainer, performer of the arts. Real. Okay. Him doing that, I expect that. It's the laugh and the look back that Alicia gave would have me tight. I think people's missing that. Ain't nobody paying attention to that. I'll pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say to Usher. But when we get in that car, baby, we gotta have a discussion. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Yo, I'm not even tripping that. You know, y'all was doing your thing. But it's why you look at him like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you was actually enjoying that just a little bit too much. Like, you wasn't yourself in that moment. You was a fan. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So, that would have been my takeaway from it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I understand who Usher is and what he does and what he brings to the table as a performer. So it's one of the things, man. Like, if you send your girl to a whoever concert that get down like that, they get called up on stage.
That's a concert. Same thing.
Chris Brown. Back in the day, B2K shit. What's them boys? From Houston. The young boys with Player and not Player. What's the nigga name? He did the Versus Challenge. The singer, dark skinned dude. The nasty niggas. You know what I'm saying? Pleasure P.
They're not from Houston. They from Florida.
They from Florida? I thought these niggas were from Texas all along. Damn, okay.
Man.
Well, them niggas. You know what I'm talking about?
Pleasure P, Spectacular, all them niggas.
Yeah, there you go. You saying her by herself, like, if she get caught on stage, like, you can't get mad at what the arrangement's going to be. You know what I'm talking about? What, you think her as a fan of the artist that she going to be like, no, my boyfriend don't want me. You know what I mean? So. Pretty Ricky, thank you.
There you go.
So it's certain concerts and venues that you know how to get down, gonna get down. You know what I'm saying? If my lady was to send me to a concert, her best bet is send me to Adele. Because Adele ain't gonna call nobody on stage and do no gyrating and twerking on you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Janet Jackson, even at this age, for her fine ass, she's still gonna give it to you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. that's real. I don't know if I can't go up on stage with no Whitney Houston. I mean, I'm talking about Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson. Yeah. What she be doing to people? What she be doing to people?
I don't care.
I'm going back. I need to go backstage after.
Hey, that's what I'm telling right there. Before we get started, baby, thank you for the tickets. Now do what you do. Do what you do. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go back.
My thing is, how can you, you know, he's a performer. That's what he does. You also know your woman is a performer. Mm-hmm. That's what she does. I understand the little giggle and look back. I got you. But you're supposed to sell it as well.
It's the song they doing as well. Yeah. It's my boo.
My boo. That shit. It's the same thing. It's like you're supposed to be in love type thing, but that song, he's just selling it. So I don't have no problem with that happening. If that was okay, don't get me wrong.
They both are actors.
Yeah.
They're both actors.
You know him. You know he got married, all this kind of stuff. He's like, man, bro, he's just acting. That's a little acting stuff. I don't think I would feel that way about it.
A double saxophone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, spikes it up.
Putting a little bit on it, making you feel it. They were talking about how her voice was cracking a little bit. But hey, that is what it is. I'm not mad at it. I thought she did a good job. You know what I'm saying?
Baby always do a great job. I ain't mad at her, man. Yeah. I love me some Alicia Keys, man. Love me some Alicia Keys. But Usher, you did your motherfucking thing, bro. Did your fucking thing, man. I enjoyed it. The highlight of his performance was when her came out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Boy, when she came out and I saw you girl in your little patent leather outfit. Do your thing. Playing the boy. I forgot this nigga was in that. You know what I'm saying? I forgot he was doing that. That's what you know you got it bad for. You know what I'm talking about? So I forgot the nigga did it. Because she stole that. She stole that segment, man. And you know what I'm talking about? Straight in the bagger. I love that track, man. You know what I'm talking about? Fuck what y'all talking about, nigga. Get at me, man. Oh, sexy lady. Yo, I love that track, man. Shit, you can play that any day of the week, nigga. So yeah, she did a fucking thing, man. I'm proud to see her. That's crazy. Double. Proud to see her and her on the stage getting that shine. You know what I'm talking about? Because she is one of those. A unique artist, you know what I'm talking about, that can do a plethora of things besides, you know, sing or dance. She can actually make music with live instruments. So that is a hard talent, man. So shout out to her. I love what she does individually before this. You know what I'm talking about? So fan before that.
Man, she's beautiful. Shout out to her. Man.
I guess it's only right. I call myself him. We got a her.
Might as well.
Hey, man. Don't you niggas take my shit.
I think they had one, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was mad at one time because before she showed herself, it was a dude singing songs and he was calling himself him. So you actually a little bit behind.
But it ain't history in the making, though. I think he was calling himself him.
It might have been.
See, hers is H.E.R.
Yeah, yours is
H.I.M. See?
She was the same thing. Same thing.
It's different.
Well, that's all I really wanted to talk about. I had to get those things out of the way so we can get into the most pressing thing.
Man, I know. Madam Webb, did you watch it?
I'm going to watch it this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You watched it already?
Yeah, I saw it last night. Caught it last night. Caught it last night.
Can you give us a review without spoiling it for me?
The movie did not bother me at all.
Okay. But you saw they had a bad Rotten Tomatoes score. It was like a
one. Oh, yeah. I can. The parts. The parts that are, is probably what they graded on. Mm-hmm. And just say, take that. And just disregard the rest of the movie type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with Madam Web and, you know, that lineage mm-hmm. In the Marvel universe. I just went in and I was like, it's Marvel. I'm gonna go watch it. You know what I'm saying? So I literally went in with zero expectations because I didn't know nothing about nothing. So whatever you told me, it was gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Who am I to critique the story that you provide when I don't know the story at all?
Exactly.
So I was cool with it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It got me a minute. You know what I'm saying? There was a moment in there to move my glasses out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's another moment in there where I'm just the only person. Like, I sat in the VIP theater, so there's only like 20 seats in there, period. It's like the lounge chairs and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't even full because it was after midnight, you know what I'm saying? So there was only probably like maybe 8 people total. Mm-hmm. I was the only nigga laughing at one spot, at one part. But it's funny though, and you don't know it. Mm-hmm. If you don't laugh, you be like, but I don't know what part you laughing at. I'll tell you, they be like, oh, okay. So yeah, it was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't mind it. I'm not gonna sit here and say like it have the strongest acting class in the world or anything like that. A lot of those people I do not know. You know what I'm saying? Never heard of. Well, it's two people in there for sure that you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is new on the scene to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at it. Mm-hmm. I think the next one when it comes out and comes around, it'll definitely captivate a lot more people if people don't agree with this one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Shout out. I'm definitely going to watch it tonight, man. I got to watch, what's the other movie I saw too? Damn, let me look it up while we up here talking, because there's another movie I got to go look to as well. Let's see.
Man, I'm waiting on Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, man. You know what I'm saying?
That look hard. I know you want to get King Kong versus Godzilla. I know you one of them niggas. You like that shit too.
They're my shits, man. They're my shits.
The Bob Marley movie. That's what I was trying to talk about. I need to go watch
that one yet.
Yeah,
I didn't see the trailer for it.
It just came out. I want to watch that.
Okay. Because I was when the eagle came across the screen, I saw. Oh, I already knew what it was because you know Super Bowl premiered it. I saw this much shit, but I could hear it in a surround sound now, right? So the guy, there was a little kid sitting next to me, probably like a teenager or something like that. He just looked at me. He was like, he didn't even know what was going on until he saw the monkey. You know what I'm talking about? So until he saw the offspring of Caesar. So yeah, man, like, bro, you don't know what this is. I know what this shit is, bro. Like, these is my movies. I love these movies, man. And I'm so happy that the writer's strike is over. Because now they are releasing these films, you know what I'm talking about? Not to be quality, you know what I'm saying? Like actual shits that's supposed to be out. So I'm so looking forward to this in about a month for the King Kong Godzilla. I didn't see a date yet on the Planet of the Apes, but nigga, I don't care what fucking day it come out. I'm taking out sick. I ain't going to work that.
Gotta watch that.
I ain't going to work that night. I'm going that first day, second day. Nigga, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? Watching
the new Planet of the Apes when they first introduced Caesar, like the first movie. I watched that one. Then I watched the second one. I said, you know, this shit hard. I was like, let me go back. I went and watched the old shit. And then I watched the joint with Mark Wahlberg. And I said, oh, shit, this shit all go together. And then so, yes, like, sir. I love how they started it this time where it started with Caesar, like the little. It showed how it started. Now it's going to where the old movies was at when the first
when movie they picked up at.
Yes. Yep. So I think that's super hard. I love how they did it. I even went and watched them old movies with them terrible ass graphics, and the shit was fire. The story was still cold though. It was still cold. So
yeah,
I'm a Planet of the Apes fan. And I can't wait for that shit to come out. Now, man, it's just so hard. Now, Godzilla and King Kong, I'm a little different on. I watch them. I tolerate them. I'm not a fan like that. I'm not like how y'all is. Pops, Kim Dad is a big fan of that shit. And he said if they got King Kong looking like a bitch again, he mad as hell. He gonna find the director. He gonna put hands on that nigga. He said,
yeah, Kong ain't no hoe, man. I don't understand why they got him looking like that either. Got him looking soft, because in the original Kong vs. Godzilla, Kong was, you know what I'm saying, Kong.
that's what he said too. He said the same thing. Now, I don't know that. So I never went back and watched that.
All right, so how the old one, man, that's my joy, man. Like, it's English dub, too, because it wasn't Japanese. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about? But I don't give a fuck. They used to do this dance. Like, and then they used to give, like, this berry shit that they would drink. And Kong loved that shit, and it would help him get drunk, pretty much. It was like Kong Punch. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. It would knock him out type shit. Uh-huh. But the first time that him and Godzilla matched up, he was a little bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Godzilla hit him with that hot fire in the chest. Mm-hmm. Kong was like, oh, oh, and he retreated, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the graphics was like puppet. They was like puppets. Yeah. You could tell they were puppets. Mm-hmm. Godzilla was like,
I couldn't even watch that shit, man.
terrible, bro. Terrible. But the second time he came around, Kong was throwing that nigga around, bro. Mm-hmm. Grabbed that nigga by the tail, started. Like, shit was lit, bro. So they kind of portrayed him briefly weaker than Godzilla, but they did it too much in that movie. Like, it shouldn't have been that much. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they need to put some act right on this one. You know what I'm talking about? I don't have my boy looking out here looking trash. You know what I'm talking about? I'm an equal fan of both. I just want you to depict them as they should be. You know what I'm talking about? There's no alpha. They both alpha. Alpha A, alpha A. You know what I'm talking about? Not lowercase, not uppercase. They both alpha. Man, yeah. I meant that. Yeah. Oh. When the last time?
What are you talking about?
Fuck, I meant to send you this.
Send me what?
Because that just resonated. That just, you know, I'm gonna find it. Hold on.
You wanna play it?
Yeah. We'll play it in there.
Alright, so here's my alphabet in cursive. I don't remember a lot of it, but I'm gonna go through this and see what is correct. Yeah, I is I, fool. Shut the hell up.
That was it. Can't turn?
Hell no. Nah. That's how you said it to me.
That was it.
Alright, so here's my alphabet in cursive. I don't remember a lot of it, but I'm gonna go through this and see what is correct. Yeah, I is I, fool. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, that I is definitely wrong.
It was wrong. damn, I thought I had it longer than that.
Fuck, man, and it was 5 seconds. That's all you sent me.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm like, what is this nigga sitting?
But needless to say, people, I'll allow y'all to go back and rewind and shit like that. And you can see what letters of the alphabet that I got right for cursive. Because I just meant when we just said that. You know, when I was like, you know, they both alpha A, no different lettering. Mm-hmm. Well, up in the lower. It just made me remember that the skills that we acquire when we grew up are no longer being utilized now. I can't remember and recall the last time I wrote in cursive besides my signature. You know what I'm saying? And even that don't look like my name. You know what I'm talking about? So I was like, well, what about the rest of the letters? You know what I'm talking about? So that literally was all off the top of my head, people. Like, I said, you know what? Let me refresh my memory and see if I can jog something. And let me write these down. There was about 9 letters that I got incorrect. You know what I'm talking about? I could remember F. I think I probably got T wrong.
What's crazy is that the schools don't require them to
definitely got Z wrong. Yeah. And yeah, that's the thing. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, man, we had in third grade, I think it was introduced to us. I was in Indiana at that time. That's when we started learning cursive, was third grade. You know what I'm saying? So you think about it, and we use that throughout our years of school and beyond, and now it's non-existent, man.
I think they should learn how to write in cursive just to sign their name, because you're going to need to learn how to sign your name. That looks stupid.
Everything
to me.
Digital.
Digital, man.
It's crazy. Like,
yeah, I think you still should learn how to sign your name, though. After that, you do what you want to do. Because technically, when you sign your name, half of the time, you just scribbling anyway. You know what I'm saying? But at least get you a signature. After that, I don't think you should learn how to do cursive if you don't want to.
I think I got D wrong as well. And that's my fucking letter.
Damn,
let me know what I'm talking about?
All right, so here's my alphabet in cursive. I don't remember a lot of it, but I'm going to go through this and see what is correct. Yeah, I is I, fool. Shut the hell up.
Got a lot of them wrong. You got, I see K was wrong. I see a whole bunch of them wrong.
Hey, man, chill out, dog. How many you remember?
A whole bunch of the bitches wrong. But
I'll tell you, the easiest one that I had was C. C and O. C, O, and Y. X as well. You know what I'm talking about? A new R was R. S. I did S the right way. I did that the correct way. Yeah,
it was cool.
I might not have missed that. I might have missed a couple, though. But people, I think that teachers, students, whomever, you know what I'm saying, whoever has a voice in the educational system, you guys should implement cursive writing again.
At least just for your signature. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let this go to waste, man. Don't let this go. Oh, yeah.
I think it's that time. How do you want to throw this to this, man? I'll let you throw it out there, man. Hold up. Let me move myself out.
Treat this like 106 and Park. All right, people, I appreciate y'all tuning in and rocking with us, man. But, you know, the wait is over, man. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Book, Mr. Quick-Witted, him, NTB, whatever name you want to give me, Booker T, all of those, you know what I'm saying? I rock with them heavy. So wanted to put this together for you guys to, you know, just ride out with me as we end the show for the most part. Now, we're going to come back. We got to talk about it. So, but here's my new video, you know what I'm saying, off my untitled album. And hope you enjoy.
Hey, my man, is this the right track? Am I singing or am I rapping? Well, alright. All right,
it's chucking. Cause honey, you know I'll never lie.
My heart been loud, so who you think is in charge? To say the smaller they are, it'd be the quicker they fall. Yeah, I do what I want to, cause there's nothing you can do. I got nothing to prove, so baby, read the reviews. If you go against me, then you're surely gonna lose. When I'm talking my shit, I bowl a 17 split. My nigga, open your ears and take a listen to this, because I'm not gonna miss. Nobody sound like this. I'm a 5-starter, baby, how I got this shit lit. The way I'm out of this world, you know a lyrical trip. I'm coming fully equipped, so gonna get who you get. I'm still the number one pick. Ooh, I got them convinced, because they say it's legit. Won't be as good as I get. The way a nigga can spit, I'm just a microphone.
I see you. I see you.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
I see you.
I had to throw him in at the end, bro. I had to throw Big Will and Kevin Hart in there. You know what I'm talking about? Because that's pretty much what I think I would receive from the people. You know what I'm talking about? Like, okay, boy, I see you. Or that wasn't bad at all. One of them. Like, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? So I did it for y'all. But, you know, that was that part. You know what I'm saying? So I hope it actually came through clear for you guys to actually see it. We'll post it separately, you know what I'm saying, after we, you know, on the page as well. You know what I'm talking about? That way you can see it in its totality as well. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Try to do a little, throw some graphics in there, man. Hopefully it didn't, you know, cause no issues for nobody. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so I had a seizure watching that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I hope. They say flashing lights, like strobes and shit. That one. So, yeah, I tried to, you know, be, you know, cognitive of that, you know what I'm saying, for the viewership. So, like I said, I mean, I did what I could. I did it literally in this very seat, damn near in this very spot. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah,
can
man.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I'm going to be honest.
Go ahead, bro.
Book, I enjoyed it. When you first sent it to me, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was ready to laugh my ass off. I was like, "Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait." Sitting that shit to me, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was cool. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hate. I thought you did. I know you bowl, and then you threw it in. I wrote a 17 split. I heard that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, I see what the nigga doing. I see. So I wasn't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? So. I like what you did with that one, man. Then that beat, the beat selection was hard. I like that beat. Whoever, what's Brett's name again?
Dilly got it bumping.
Dilly got it bumping, killing that. He killed that beat right there. I thought that shit was hard. Beat. So shout out to him. I like the way you rolled the track pause. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know why I should have to say pause on that, but still, some niggas might try to. But still, I thought I like how you flowed on that. I thought it was dope, man. Shout out to you. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't mad at
that, brother. Appreciate it. I didn't think a lot of niggas would actually catch a 7-10 split bar. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when I said that, you know what I'm talking about? I was like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm talking my shit, a bowl of 7-10 split, I mean, that shit hard. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, difficult.
Yeah,
because for the people who don't bowl, the 7-10 is the two corners in the back. Mm-hmm. Like, gap mouth tooth. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's a field goal, pretty much. How you going? That's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's one of them, the bookisms. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm in there, y'all. So I try to, you know what I'm saying? I try to stay true to me. You know what I'm saying? If y'all could hear how many times it takes me to actually complete something. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of takes. It's a lot of takes. Not because I'm at a standstill with what I want to say. It's just like I will actually write out my stuff first and then play the beat. Mm-hmm. And then I have to either subtract or I got to change a word to make it smaller. I got to make it longer to catch the breath and the rhythm of it. So I'm not going to sit here and act like, yo, this shit is easy. It ain't. It really ain't. You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, you also don't want to sound repetitive. You know what I'm talking about? Like that's one thing I'm trying not to do in all the songs that I've made. Is provide the same type of, you know what I'm saying, the same feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll get similar conversation, but the delivery is separate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So man, kudos to the niggas who have made $5. You know what I'm talking about? I get it. Like, niggas have like a whole team though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just me. You know what I'm saying? So hey, man, shout out to everybody who's in that field that actually does that. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting y'all know now, I do take my shots at y'all. I don't care if you professional or bottom tier. I don't give a fuck. I'm him. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Just don't put me in one of your songs and you be all right. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. Be safe, man. Go play somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. I am looking forward to doing these to actually making these a couple of videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. something for real. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I don't care who shoot it, but I just can't be here. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. The one holding camera. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else got to do it for me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I got about three introspective ones. Two of them completed. One of them I'm about 70-80% done with. You know what I'm saying? Those have different feels, different meanings in all of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yeah, those is it. And then I got my talk shits. Yeah. Okay. Y'all not fucking with me on my talk shit one, dog. Like, I'll really, real talk. You heard the one that I sent you when you was in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I had the chorus in that one yet anyway. I just knew I had finished the structure of it, right? So I might have still been trying to figure that one out. But as far as what I want to say. And I felt like I was in my 50 Lloyd Banks bag with that one. You know what I'm talking about? Like the way I came in on that joint. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, my purse. I can't even tell y'all because my shit ain't released yet. And I don't want nobody to take my words and try to use them. But yo, man, when I say I something this shit, oh man. And I got you something this shit. That whole thing, like, I didn't even know it was going to be like that until I said it, and I had to stop myself because it fucked me up. As soon as I said it, I said, fuck the rest of the words, nigga. This shit's fine. I stopped it. I had to re-record it. Yeah, man. So I also try to make sure that I'm not hopping around within, you know, what I'm discussing. You know what I'm talking about? I try to line it up because a lot of the times the cadence and the pattern will be the same. But the placement is important too. You know what I'm saying? So I tape it one way, listen back, go back, tweak it, put that there, drop that there, stuff like that. So I'm really trying to, I'm not just doing shit, people. Like I'm doing it for fun, but I'm being serious about it, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to make this no profession. I am a non-professional semi-rapper. That is exactly what I am. Okay? So I don't want nobody like book trying to tip me on. No, man, I'm non-professional semi-rapper, but I think I make some fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? And everybody should have that level of confidence within themselves. You know what I'm saying? If they really think that they can achieve and do some things, by all means, you should go and do that. You know what I'm saying? Or at least test it. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You can't be scared to fail if you've never tried. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So the fact of the matter is, man, had I not been able to even make the first one, I wouldn't be where I am now. We wouldn't be talking about, hey, this is my throwaway, you know, supposed to be the title, supposed to be the intro track, because, you know, I couldn't buy the beat. So that should let y'all know down, man, that I'm for real. You know what I'm saying? I let everybody know, like, I don't need a hook on everything. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying? My album might be 30 fucking minutes long. I'm in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I don't need to do a whole lot of talking.
You need to go listen to Big X the Plug. Big X the Plug, last album was like 25 minutes. That was it.
A word?
Yeah. It'll take that long. That shit was
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, man. Get your point across. I'm getting my point across. Like, there's nothing in there that y'all would feel like I'm lost or I didn't get enough. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might yourself desire more of it because I think the beat selections that I have are great for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's well-rounded for all demographics geographically. You know what I'm saying? So I do think that's going to be like that. But yeah, man. Like I say, you think about it now, it's like, music is a verse might be 30 seconds anyway, and then you got the chorus, and then you got the verse, and then you got the chorus, and then you got the niggas talking shit. And I'm not doing all that. I'm gonna give you my shit and get out. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm gonna let the beat play, to make it to the 2 minute mark. If I cut off at 127, well, guess what, niggas, you got 33 seconds of beat left. Freestyle your damn self. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm trying to give you both. I got both in there. You know what I'm talking about? Let me think. Hold on. My song for the club. You know what I'm talking about? I want to see them ladies do that thing with. I got a hook on that. I got on the last one that I sent you. Shit, it might only be two, maybe three. You know what I'm saying? But everything else,
you ain't gotta tell them too much. Just know
it's. Hey, man, I just want to let y'all know, man. It ain't gonna be long, and you know what I'm saying. If I push this out to y'all, you know the support will be welcome. You know what I'm saying? I ain't advocating for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all fuck with some of the shit that y'all will hear premiered on this show, you know what I'm saying? Don't show love. You know what I'm saying? Don't show love. Cost you a cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? Cost you a cheeseburger. I'm not saying nigga.
We want to hear from y'all, man. Let me know what you think of that. You hear me? Let me know. Put it in the comment section. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment. We want to hear that. Oh, I want to hear what you think about Book. How you feel?
Y'all ain't gonna like my shit, and that's cool. I know some people ain't gonna agree, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Critique is warranted. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm the greatest. Like I told y'all, I'm humble. You know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to what people say back to me, especially those that might be in that field that, you know what I'm saying, hey, Book, try that out. Mm-hmm. You got it. I'm just a student. Student of the game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Also, the quickest way for Book to see what you said is to hit us up on Instagram. That is the quickest way. You know what I'm saying? He said he humble. But if you don't like it, then say some shit. That'd be the quickest way to get a response. He's the one responding. So I just want you to know the MVP _podcast. Let us know over at Instagram how you feel. Or you can email us at mansviewpodcast@yahoo.com. You hear me? Let us know how you feel. What's going on? You know what I'm talking about? If you don't remember how it sounded, don't worry about it. We're gonna end the podcast with it again. You know, so I usually have Book dancing up out here. Nah, it's video going up again. You know, so we're gonna listen to the video again on the way out. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all. Book, anything you want to tell the people before we get up out of here, man?
Hey man, just be respectful in your disrespect and we good, baby. I appreciate y'all rocking with me, man, and you know, taking the time out to hear me, you know, spit however many bars I spit. You know what I'm talking about? Cause I don't know how to count.
Still ain't counting shit.
Appreciate it. Sure did.
Anyway, man, thank y'all for tuning in. It's been the world premiere of the boy Book. That's supposed to be the intro, not the intro song. Shout out. Until next week, it's been the MVP. We're gonna holler at y'all.
Yeah. Hey, my man, is this the right track? Am I singing or am I rapping? No, alright. I'm just checking.
Cause honey, you know I'll never lie.
My heart been loud, so who you think is in charge? And say the smaller they are, it be the quicker they fall. Yeah, I do what I want to, cause there's nothing you can do. I got nothing to prove, so baby, read the reviews. If you go against me, then you're surely gonna lose. When I'm talking my shit, I bowl a 17 split. My nigga, open your ears and take a listen to this, because I'm not gonna miss. Nobody sound like this. I'm a five-star, the baby, how I got this shit lit. The way I'm out of this world, you know we're lyrical trip. I'm coming fully equipped, so gonna get who you get. I'm still the number one pick. Ooh, I got them convinced, because they say it's legit. Won't be as good as I get, the way your nigga can spit. I'm just a microphone prince, but the king of my throne, the ones who didn't condone. Well, I left you alone, so don't be calling my phone. When I step in the booth, you know I only see red, so you should give me some credit. The bitch is flocked to the bread. Yeah, I said what I said, so you can put it to bed. Like I'm off of my meds, and I don't get the debate. So let me get this shit straight. Am I great or great? Any track on the plate, you know the shit it get ate. I determine it's fake. Your boy was happy to sleep, but you don't summon the beast, and now I'm looking to feast.
Yeah, they got it bumping.